What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Eagles fans, welcome Howie Roseman!
I bleed for this city! Go Eagles! Our players, our staff have done an unbelievable job. We are two-time world champs and we're coming back strong. Go Birds!
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
I'm glad he ended that correctly.
Yes.
Go Birds!
He was thinking about saying we're coming back again.
Yes, he was.
Yes, yeah. He was.
Yep. You don't want that thrown back in your face. You can come back again without saying you're going to.
Yes.
On an Eagles Super Bowl parade Friday, if you're in your cars on your way out of the city, we are on 2 to 6 every day. We'd love if you would listen consistently. If you don't always, what the hell else are you listening to?
And he said, go Eagles.
It's Birds.
It's go Birds, yeah. Man. That's what I said. I'm glad he finished. He ended it the right way.
AJ Brown, very short spree.
Got speech. Hit when he can. Yes. I'm gonna gotta forgive him.
I mean, he got leveled by a can. You could see it. AJ Brown, pretty good and short speech. Came out there and screamed Adrian like Rocky, and then he said, "You may say I'm a diva, but I'm an effing champion." And that was it.
So, I didn't hear AJ's.
AJ was good.
Was he good?
Yeah,
he was good.
It was 30 seconds.
Succinct, got in and out of there. Yeah. I did not see Smitty today.
I didn't either.
He didn't speak for sure. Yeah,
I didn't see any videos of him today.
Yeah, me either.
No, me neither.
He may not have been there. I mean, maybe sick or something. Who knows? I don't know. Did he speak yesterday?
I know he announced his second kid's coming, but I don't think the due date's now.
Yeah. I didn't hear anything.
Yeah.
And when we talked to Elliot yesterday at locker cleanout day, he didn't mention Devontae at all.
And I don't remember seeing Devontae yesterday.
I don't remember seeing it either.
Right?
Here is AJ's speech. Okay.
Eagles All-Pro and Pro Bowl wide receiver, AJ Brown!
Yo, Adrian.
Hey, how about these? How about our football team? Man, we couldn't do it without you guys. We just wanted to tell you, man, we love you and we support y'all. We thank y'all so much, man. I got one more thing. They said I was a diva. They said all I care about was stats. And you're going to get all those things wrong about me, but one thing you can get right. I'm a fucking champion.
AJ Brown, when he is happy, is so engaging. You know, he's a good talker.
Yes.
When he's got a good smile. It's one of the reasons that I don't like when he tweets, because I think the perception of him when he talks is almost always so much better than when he's doing stuff online. Like he had a big smile up there. I don't know. I'm a I'm an AJ guy.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think anybody's not an AJ guy. We just want AJ to be happy with the happiness of the team.
Right.
Like, fans don't want to have to wonder, is he happy being here? Like, so we don't need the cryptic messages, the cryptic tweets
that
leaves for people who are looking for that type of stuff, something for them to hang on.
Yep.
I think the majority of fans love A.J. Brown. We love. Why wouldn't you love A.J. Brown? But we want A.J. Brown to be as happy as everyone else is.
Right.
So
when, at least now.
Well,
yeah.
You just won the Super Bowl.
Just
won the Super Bowl. The idea that you're not satisfied or this didn't fulfill you winning a championship. I understand the sentiment he's trying to portray and get across to everybody, but that's not going to land with everybody. This isn't the week for that. This isn't the week for, you know what, winning this championship wasn't as fulfilling as I thought it was going to be. I love when I dominate my guy, when my opponent is afraid. Like this isn't the week for that. You can say that for next week or the following week, and it will land the way you want it to land. When you do it during the week when everybody is in celebration mode, you leave it for people to interpret other ways.
Right. Most of the time when people interpret something wrong, it's because you didn't make it that clear.
You didn't make it clear.
Right, we
don't know if you're happy. Like, and that's why he felt the need to say what he said there.
Yeah.
That's another time that didn't need to be addressed. You use the parade to talk about people think I'm a diva? Like, what are we doing?
He's the one who put in the Instagram post, I'm only happy when I dominate,
yes!
2 days after winning the Super Bowl.
Yes! Like,
it's mostly self-inflicted. We love AJ.
We love you, AJ. Like fans love you. Nobody's trying to run you out of town. Nobody dislikes you. But sometimes we don't know if you're happy. When the team was, what, after the Carolina game, what was the record? I don't remember what the record was after the Carolina game, but that's when the whole passing comment came up.
Yeah.
We didn't ask, like, we didn't force you to say that or anything of that nature. Well, you threw that out there.
After the Carolina game, they hadn't lost since the bye week.
Yes.
Remember? Yeah, yeah. They
so it's in the middle of winning.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, like this fan base loves you, AJ. We just want to make sure you're happy being here.
Yes.
That's all. We want you to be as happy as everybody else is.
And we want you to get more catches,
yes,
too.
Yes.
Everybody does.
Yes. We know how great you are as a player, but when you point those things out, you leave it for those who may say, he's all about himself.
Sure.
Like, you leave that there. It's not the media. It's not fans that's doing that. Like,
The same way that Jalen leaves it up to people when he answers a question a certain way about Sirianni or like that, you can make things, AJ could make things very,
very clear if you wanted to.
Right.
And that's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. All right, we can move on here because this is a happy day. This is a happy day.
Happy day.
I hope he's happy. Like, I hope
he
he's happy.
He looked happy today.
He did, but he still brought up the D, but it's I'm happy, but I'm going to throw a shot in there somewhere. But that's why we're discussing it.
Right, yeah. Or
if you don't say it, nobody else said anything of that nature. So we're not discussing that of anybody else's speeches.
You didn't even get hit in the head with a can today.
Yeah.
Joe in Churchville, you're on WIP. What's up, Joe?
Hey, guys. Thanks so much for taking the call. And glad you guys made it back safely from the Logan after that technical issue. So.
Yes. It was. Can I say, this was not the time to be running on the sidewalks of Philadelphia because, you know, not everybody, people aren't walking straight right now, you know, that have been out there, dude, for 27 hours.
There's a lot of wobblers out there.
Yep. I saw some zombies on that run back.
There was one particular guy on 19th that I was running by, and he was looking directly in my eyes, and if I hadn't moved, he wasn't going to move. Like, he would have just let me run him over.
I had people looking through me, but right at me, which is a tough one.
That's the one where you're like, are you there?
Yeah.
Are you there?
It is a zombie look.
Yeah.
Eyes open, but nothing behind it.
4 or 5 o'clock this morning, they've been going.
Yeah, it's been a long day.
Drive safe out there.
Yes.
So, Joe, where were you stationed at for the parade?
Yeah, so I actually had a unique parade experience this time because I was actually doing some filming for the Bird's Nest Media YouTube channel, and so I was at the foot of City Hall, and I got some opportunity to go out and talk to some of the fans who were lining the route, and one of the things that really really stood out, and you guys touched on this earlier in the week, was the tremendous amount of support that guys who earlier in the season weren't getting that kind of support, notably Nick Sirianni, Jalen Hurts, hopefully that those guys, now that they've had that experience, I have to agree with you guys from earlier in the week, like they were absolutely full-throated support now, and it was put very well over the course of some of the speeches where Philly fans are tough, but we want you to put 100% out there. Mm-hmm. The other thing that stood out to me too as I was talking was really the sense of family that pervaded, right? Like, you've got people who are there. They may not know the guy who's next to them, the folks who are next to them, but this was a real bonding moment for the city and for the entire Eagles fan base, just to be out there and just to be able to experience that. Because as was mentioned also earlier, you might not be able to get into tickets. No matter how many seats they put in the stadium, there's always going to be sellouts and what have you. So it was just a really, really special experience for people, and you could really tell that when you were on the ground.
Yeah, and it looked that way from where we were too.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it looked like first of all. Shout out to Mother Nature. Weather was great today. I mean, it's a little chilly out there, but
could have gone for 10 more degrees. But at least it was sunny.
Yes, it was sunny, and so that part held up.
Yeah. Thank you for the call, Joe. Appreciate you, man.
Real quick, got a bunch of tweets at me. Smitty was there. I've seen videos now of him. So yeah, I was just saying I didn't see him. So yeah, believe me, I probably missed a lot. As far as seeing certain guys in the parade. So it was great to see that, yeah, Smitty was. I thought he may have been, you never know, somebody has the flu bug or whatever.
Right.
They can't make it. I remember Deuce didn't make it. He wasn't a part of the 18 parade.
Because he was sick.
Because he was sick. So, yeah, you never know. But, yeah, it's good to see Smitty was out there.
One of the greatest things about this show is if you ever say anything wrong, even a little bit wrong, you'll get 75 tweets about it.
The great thing is, and I appreciate it, because sometimes I'm saying stuff without really knowing.
Yep.
And I know that somebody will tweet it at us and confirm it. So, yeah, it's great to see. I see videos of Smitty on the back of a pickup truck with AJ and some other guys. So, yeah, he was with the receivers. Surprised he didn't... He didn't have a few words.
Smitty, yeah.
Yeah, I'm surprised he didn't have a few words. He's one of the stars on the team.
Jack, before we get back to the calls, why don't you tell everybody about your friends at National Appliance Warehouse, where it's like a family atmosphere.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Yeah, well, listen, as we learned with the football team, yeah, culture matters. And that is also one of the things that sets National Appliance Warehouse apart from any of the other appliance stores is its culture. And you walk in there, trust me, take it from me, you feel like a part of their family when you walk in. Everyone's smart, knowledgeable, and they truly make purchasing new appliances an absolute blast. But on top of that, they also have great savings events, so your dollar is always stretching further at National Appliance Warehouse, like the President's Day Mega Sale. That's underway right now at National Appliance Warehouse. They also are in tax-free Delaware, so you save money there. And on top of all of that, they have Price Assure, which is a piece of technology specific for National Appliance Warehouse that instantly updates price tags all throughout the store if it finds a lower price elsewhere. And on top of all of that, you are going to get the perfect appliance for you. They have over 100 brands from Sub-Zero to Budget. I've talked about Gen Air. They have the right appliance for you. So again, 15,000 square foot showroom, over 100 brands, great knowledgeable team, and the best price. That's the National Appliance Warehouse difference. So go to nationalappliancewarehouse.com or visit their showroom in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware today. And as always, tell them Fritz sent you.
Do it. Tell them Fritz sent you. Tell them 10 times till they acknowledge you. Will in Collegeville, you're on WIP. What's up, Will?
Gentlemen, what an amazing, amazing week. It's a week that I haven't stopped. I don't think I've smiled so much in a week, and it was just a week that I've just needed in my life for a long time. I want to tell you I was not at the parade today, unfortunately. I was there in 18, my daughter who's 9, I want the next time, because I do believe there will be a next time in the near future. I'm going to take her. I just wanted to tell you a quick story. My dad and I were, my dad was a diehard Eagles fan, saw the 1960 NFL championship. He knew in his mindset that the Super Bowl, that nobody cared in this modern day and age about the NFL championship. So I was at home. I was at my parents' house when they won the Super Bowl in 17, and you know, it was a great moment to hug with my dad. I might lose it just a little. I lost my dad in this past July, and it was really hard. And you know, the funny thing about my dad was he was such a diehard Philadelphia sports fan, and he was so critical of every Eagles quarterback except for Jalen Hurts. Okay. He loved Jalen Hurts, and so it was just one of those things. And you know, when people say that sports really don't have an effect on you, that's completely untrue, because you know, losing him has probably been the hardest thing that has happened in my life. And you know, when they won on Sunday, it started a healing process that I've needed for a long time. And I wore his ring that was given to me, you know, throughout the entire playoffs. Every Facebook rant I put on Sundays was summoning him to help Willis Long, because I was like, Dad, Larry, we need your help on this one. And you know, the party I was at on Sunday, my friends and my wife would tell you, I didn't smile, you know, until about 5 minutes before the end of that game, because you just had it in your, like you guys were saying earlier, the old school mindset is something is going to go wrong here. Something is going to go wrong, you know, but like when that thing went off, and you know, I held it together until my daughter came up to me and she looked at me and she said, Daddy, we won. She said, we won the whole thing. And then she said, as you said, for Zeta helped us along. Zeta helped us along this whole thing. And she goes, and I wish he was here. And that's when I lost it. You know, that's when I had my tears, because this victory was so, so darn sweet, because it wasn't just a victory of, you know, 17 was we got over the hump. We climbed the mountain to beat the dynasty. This one was just, we proved this to ourselves and to so many people that we weren't just a fluke. And my dad would have called me with his little bit of a swagger laugh. He wasn't a very outspoken person, but he would have had that laugh, that little evil laugh in his eye, and he would have enjoyed this moment. So I just want to say to the entire, you know, to you guys and to the Eagles, if any of you are ever listening to this, what you've done for me is begun a healing process that I've needed. And this was just such an amazing day and an amazing week. So all I could say is thank you guys. Thank you for allowing me to tell my story. Go Birds. And this was just an amazing, amazing week. So thank you guys.
Oh, thank you for the call, Will.
Man.
Yeah, that's why I love the city.
That's listen, that's the stuff that You know, I think sometimes when you're a player and you're in the moment, you don't realize the impact you have on this fan base, right? The people that are supporting you, the young people. And some players do. They do get it. But then, you know, there are young players that may not necessarily get it. And, you know, being a former player that's been around here for a while, they've seen the other side of it as well, the disappointment, the heartbreak, the letdown, and being a part of it to see where the team is at now and winning. I mentioned this earlier. You know, we went through those times so that this generation can enjoy what they're enjoying, right? We don't want our kids or the generation behind us to feel the pain and the disappointment that a lot of us had to go through. And even people who were born and raised here before I was drafted here in 1998. I say those numbers because I have to remind, I'm like, I've been here 27 years, 28 years.
Right.
Been here over half my life. Yeah. I wasn't born here, but this is where I'm from. You know, I was raised in Cincinnati 14 years. I've been here longer
than you were in Cincinnati.
Than I was in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
So this is the area that I consider home. And so for my kids to come up and experience what they're experiencing as a sports fan in this time, in this area, man, it makes it for me, and I'm sure for that generation of parents and grandparents or what have you, at least it makes it well worth it to have gone through that to experience this now.
Sure. Yeah.
This is a good time to be a Philadelphia sports fan.
Oh, really good time.
Man.
And that's what his story makes me upset sometimes when, and I understand it, when you're an athlete in Philadelphia and you turn on sports radio or go on Twitter or something, mm-hmm. you see all of the critical stuff.
Yeah.
But what ends up happening is if A.J. Brown logs on, let's say, and sees 1,000 responses to his tweet, mm-hmm. 800 of them are probably, we love you, we love
yeah,
you, we
course,
love you, we
yes.
love you.
yeah.
But what sticks in your head, and this is just human nature.
It's the few.
Is the few that tell you that, and it
that like, you're a diva or this and that and the other.
We all know what it's like. Like it sucks, but it also sucks that those, the 80% or the 90% that are living and dying with you in a positive way and trying to pump you up and like that caller we just had sees you win a football game and makes him mm-hmm. think of his father who passed away.
Right.
Like, though, it's a shame that those things get lost. And that's why days like this, I feel like, are important, because when the players come out and only see an outpouring of love and admiration and appreciation, I'm glad they get to see it in this way too.
Yep.
You know, Big Aaron, West Philly.
Big A has to be, you got to be happy today, Big A.
You wanted to win it for you.
Big A, Yeah. Come on, man. I just left the parade, bro. I enjoyed myself. I had a good time. I'm not disgruntled with the Eagles no more. I'm disgruntled with the other teams, but I love the Bears. And I told you, Ike,
they
was going to blow them out. Did I say it was going to blow them out?
Yeah, well, like, you and a bunch of other people also said that too, though, Big A.
It was going to be a close game.
That's what I thought.
We blew them out. And we champions.
Yep.
We are
champs.
Yep.
Enjoy this. I'm enjoying it with my people. I'm enjoying it with all the Eagles fans. I'm out here. I'm still out here.
I'm outside.
Where are you,
Big A?
Sound
like Jada Kiss right now, man.
Big A, where are you?
I'm down. I'm down on like on Spring Garden in our street. We down there. We chilling. Having a good time. I walked.
But did you leave Aaron? Well, hold on. Where's your son at? Where's he at?
He said he was tired today, man. Aaron sold me out.
What?
No, Aaron ain't gonna sell out. I love Aaron.
We got your honest opinion there,
man. No, he works. Nah, I gotta protect my son.
All right.
He drives.
Yeah.
Over the road. So when he came back, he was tired. He called me this morning. He's like, "Dad, I'm so tired." He said, "If I get up, I'm gonna go."
But I was tired.
He drive everywhere.
Yep.
I drive right here. You know what I'm saying? I'm up. I'm here for Aaron. You know what I'm saying? I'm up for him. I'm up for my son. I'm up for everybody.
Yeah.
Yo, E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagle.
Yo, Aaron. That was a legendary Aaron call.
Yeah. Yeah.
Aaron's not
he
usually
got
like
him off
that.
There in, right at the right time.
Yes.
Yes. I heard it in the voice.
Yeah, yep. Yeah.
Well, come on. He's Big A's a little older.
Yes.
That's a big moment for
I'm
him.
I'm actually surprised he's out there. He's still out there.
I know.
In the streets, well, man.
That was the best part. I'm still out here. I'm out here on Spring Garden. See, why are you over on Spring Garden?
I wish that call was like tomorrow. You know what I mean? That would have hit differently.
Sunday 7:30
exactly.
In the morning.
Exactly. I'm still
Saturday,
here.
7:30 in the morning. Jack, the top 5 of 5 is next. What do you have for us,
so,
my friend?
Listen, I know I do 5.
Yeah.
I feel like I have.
Oh, you got more than 5.
Well, I feel like I have 8 of the funniest things that happened. Like, I got so many things that happened today that were hilarious.
You couldn't dwindle it down to 5.
I'll do my best. But there's enough. I'll have some. I need to get some extras
honorable
in there.
Honorable mentions.
Yeah.
As long as Hugh tried to kick the guy out of our.
Well, don't you worry.
Yeah. You definitely know he put that on
okay.
there.
I didn't know if I could.
Right. But, well, why not?
Well, no. Then I looked at Hugh and we laughed in the first segment. It's like, ah, we're good. We're good. I'll do it. Yeah.
I'm saying it's got to be on the list if that's the list we're doing. All right. Top 5 of 5 is next. 215-592-9494. If you're sitting in traffic on the way home from the parade, or if you had to watch it on TV or listen to it on WIP because you had to work, we respect you and want to hear what you thought of the speeches. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that Spring Training brings. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.